Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lady K, what's up, sis?
Hey, bruh, what's going on?
Everything is good. Now let me say what I really want to say. Keep you in Bama. I love you, though. I love you, though, but you're a Bama. Hey, y'all. I don't know where this extra energy or this, I can't wait. Listen, T, you know what I do. I come home. I feed a ghost and then take him out to use the bathroom. Two times. That's poo-poo and pee-pee twice. Let him get his thing off. Bring him back in. Wash my hands. Give me something to eat. And then I try to lay down and take a nap. T, every time my head hit the pillow, all I was thinking of, oh man, we're gonna do this on the show today. Oh, this show gonna be like that. Oh, this show. So it and I mean, it's really been all day this way, but it seems as if it intensified. Big word.
Mm-hmm.
Intensified. When I got home, when I got home from work, it just like overwhelmed me. I was just like, man, the show today, yeah, we gonna bring the show today. We gonna give it and listen, y'all. Have we got a sports show for y'all? Yeah, don't get me wrong, please. We give y'all 110. Actually, 220, because it's 110 coming from T side and 110 coming from my side every show. Every show. But today, I don't know, y'all. We might be up to 480. Yeah, I talk about 220 from T, 220 from me. You hear me? I am so happy to talk with you all about the things going on in the sports world. Hey, I had no encounter with rat or raccoons this morning.
Good.
So it was a great Thursday morning getting up. I still ran into the, listen.
You might got some two-legged rats.
Yeah, AT. If you get, all I'm going to say is this. If you get beat up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, begging, you can get a job, bro. You can get a job, sir. And you know what?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I got off the train. I was walking, and the normals were out there. And I heard them say, nah, don't ask him, because he's going to tell you this place higher. He's going to tell you that place higher. Don't ask him for no money, because that band will be on. Nah, I ain't got no money, but you do know Starbucks hiring down the street. And you ain't got to be a barista. They need stock people in the back of the store. Yeah, go see about that. You know what I'm talking about? And the dude, it was funny. I was walking, and I was getting ready to go, and the girl said, I'm going to ask him anyway. And she came to me before she opened her mouth. I said, Ally Barton Security, they're hiring. And they're not asking you for a whole bunch of extremities and extras and all this and that and the other. They're hiring. So, yeah. Go ahead and get with them. And as soon as you get hired with your first paycheck, I'm going to need $5. She said,
oh,
what? I said, yeah. With your first paycheck for my referral fee, I need $5. And she said, boy. She said, you a trip. I said, nah, you are. Y'all are out here this early in the morning begging. If you can get up this early and beg, you can get up this early and work. I digress. Lady T.
What's happening?
What's happening with you, sis?
Look,
how you feeling?
Let me just share this with you, though, for real. With some of them beggars, right, they need addresses to go on those applications. They don't have that. That be their problem. That's why they can't get it together, because they don't have an address for somebody, you know what I'm saying, to send their stuff to. They don't have an address. So that's mostly their problem.
I feel you
problem.
On that.
But I digress.
I feel you on that. But to get high,
they
you need
get
drugs.
Barbershop, something.
To get high, you need drugs. To get drugs, you need money. So
fact.
They can figure all that out.
They can figure
the
that out.
Thing, I thought the same thing. But then I said, I know a couple of them got aunties, uncles, grandma, nana, granddad that would love for some information of them actually looking for a job and doing something. Hello,
yeah.
Don't get me started. Don't get this nigga started. You know what I mean?
Don't get
you can find a way. Because I ain't, hey, look. Seen one of them. They've asked for cigarettes, but they know now that I don't smoke anymore.
Right.
Thank you, God. 2.5 years, no cigarette, no drink. Y'all
come
talking
on,
about?
Nana.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, now.
So,
I'm
so,
in.
So, there we go. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, every journey starts with a day. When you going to make it that day? Oh, boy. I'm on one. My hand's raised, too. I'm on one. Anyway, y'all, today we're going to discuss the NBA Eastern and Western Conference, the top 15 teams. Yes, they have changed again, y'all. We're going to talk about some of these jaw-dropping trades, okay, that have taken place throughout the association, okay? And listen, I did this way on purpose, y'all. We're going to spend doggone near the whole first half, front half of the show talking basketball because it's that much news with the NBA. Then Lady T is going to present her second version of Super Bowl pick. Yeah, I talk about 2 years, T. Well, no, not 2 years. 1 year, but the second time around. And what my girl just say? Second time around. Not to do it one more time. Not like the first time. Not like the first. Anyway, we will also have an in-depth discussion about Super Bowl 57. You know what I mean? I know we're going to go through our picks, and everybody's going to say who, woo, why, we. But I want to know. I really want to know because I've looked at this Super Bowl, T, and for our Black history, we're supposed to have Ronnie on, and Ronnie's going to hit us with our Black history facts if he studied. If he didn't, we're just going to go with the fact that we have two African-American men, two African-American brothers, okay, leading in a game that was once thought to be too advanced for us to think in it, okay? Y'all hold that for a minute. It was thought that the Super Bowl was too advanced, too technical of a game for us to think in it. And today we're going to discuss preparing coming Sunday can American males to do their thing. And I'm going to just throw in there as a caveat, the first African-American male to win and set records why he did it. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Doug Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm in a silly mood today. Y'all, listen, you can join Lady T and all our online Quill's Corner crew. Online Corner crew. That's what I meant to say.
They here too, bro.
Betty,
they in the building.
That's what's up. My Betty, Earn, James Jones, my man David Ford, a whole slew of them, you know, it's going to take, and I got the female name in my mind, but I don't want to say, forget it. Shaniqua, is that it? T?
Shaniqua.
Rakia. No, not Rakia, not Earn's daughter. I'm talking about the girl that be online with you. JJ. Now, you know what? That's what I was doing. I was thinking and mixing Rakia's name and Shay Shay. Boy, I'm telling y'all, I'm on one today. I ain't take my medicine, y'all. Talking to my head, not my heart. On Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join DMV Kale and all our live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner, y'all understand this. This is a very different kind of sports talk situation. Y'all thought about 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Tuesday and Thursday, the Lord willing. Join in and let your opinion, your thoughts, and where you going with it be heard. Know what I'm talking about? Whew, that was a whole lot. Boy, come on with me. Give me something, y'all. Give me something. I need to take a sip of this tea. Do my Kermit the Frog over here. And sip my tea. But see, T, y'all gotta call in when we really, really, really get started because T be lunching.
T be lunching, man.
So y'all gotta hear T when she be lunching, man. That's all right. Maybe she'll show us a little bit later, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Another accomplishment, y'all. I know the number without looking at it. Kudos for Kale. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Take me back, man, to when I was a little kid and they used to have a Halloween party and we get the grooving during the Halloween party. So y'all forgive me. Forgive me. Like I say, I ain't took my medicine, y'all. I ain't took my medicine yet. So, you know, I'm gonna be all right before the show is over. Trust. I'm gonna be okay. NBA, the Eastern Conference. Are as follows. Pulling up number 15 are the Detroit Pistons at 14-41. Number 14 are the Hornets at 15-40. 13, Magic, 22-33. Number 12, my Wizards, 24-29. Number 11, the Raptors at 25-30. Number 10 are the Pacers, 25-30. Number 9, Trees, I swear we hopscotching each other. The Bulls,
yep.
Number 9, at 26-28. Number 8, mm-hmm. are the Hawks, 27-28. Number 7, the Knicks, at 30-26. Heat, number 6, 29-25. And our top 5 Eastern Conference teams are the Nets, at 32-22. Number 4, the Cavaliers at 34-22. Number 3, we have the 76ers at 34-19. Forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, we have the Bucks at 37-17 and the Boston Celtics at 39-16. That is your Eastern Conference standings. Hey, I'm trying. Look, man. This basketball is going to be crazy going down the stretch. It's going to be crazy going down the stretch. And I want to do something different, y'all. Instead of just talking about the East, we're going to run down the West as well so that we can get into this trade talk. Okay? Number 15 in the West are the Rockets, 13-41. Number 14, the Spurs, 14-40. The Lakers at 13-25-31. Trailblazers, okay? 26-28. Number 11, the Oklahoma Thunder.
It's the Thunder. The Thunder is 12. The Thunder 12. They changed. It changed
okay.
already, bro.
Okay.
You want me to hit
okay.
you?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the Thunder is at the Thunder number 12. They are 26-28. The Jazz is number 11 at 27-29. The
mm-hmm.
Trailblazers are number 10 at 27-28. The Warriors
okay.
are number 9 at 28-27. The Timberwolves are number 8 at 30-28. The Pelicans are number 7, 29-27. The Clippers are number 6 at 31-27. The Suns are number 5 at 30-26. The Dallas Mavericks are number 4 at 30-26. The Sacramento Kings are number 3 at 31-23. The Grizzlies are number 2 at 33-21, and the Denver Nuggets is still holding down the number one spot at 38-17.
Wow, wow. And you know what, y'all? We all are witnesses to the new format for Kel Corliss. DMV Kel is going to do the East, and ABT will be going the y'all see how I did that? I know. I told y'all I'm on one today, man. I told you I am on one today. Yes. So, with that being said, are we surprised at any of the, landing where these teams are? Do we feel like, this ain't right or anything? Or are you happy? Are you okay with where things are right now? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to leave mine off and say, I'm cool with everything except for my Wizards and these daggone pesky Bulls, man. It seemed like one week the Wizards at number 9, the Bulls at number 12, and then we come back and the Bulls at number 12 and the Wizards at number, I can't take it. I need you, Bama, to be, yeah, man, some stability. Got that back. That's what I need, man. That's what I need. Yeah. So, that's just my opinion. What say you, Lady T?
I need the Bulls to come on. Like, come on with it. Stop playing around down there at number 9. I ain't got time for the play-in. Like, I don't have time for that. I need you to get above 8, stay above 8, so we can not have to do no play-in. Like, come on. I need you to put some fines in them feet. And I don't know what's going on with Ball, but he getting on my nerves. Like, for real.
I don't want to make fun of the matter. So I'm not going to say it in a jokingly way, but seriously.
Okay.
I think Ball is having mental, what are they calling it now? Mental health issues. I think he's having mental health issues. Because there's nothing wrong with him.
It might be.
There's nothing wrong with him physically. There's nothing wrong physically at all. And before we go any further, let me congratulate LeBron James on breaking Kareem's record finally. Now my only problem, I got two problems with that. Number one, you broke the record with 10.9 seconds left in the third quarter. Bruh, y'all couldn't finish that quarter and then do your tribute, okay? And secondly, for him to say in the press conference that he broke the record on his famous shot. Bruh, that fadeaway jumper, that's MJ,
okay,
baby. That's MJ all day. So, yeah, I give him his props. For those were the only two issues that I had with it. Do you have any issues with it at all, T?
I don't have any issues. I'm glad he did it, and he's still playing while he did it. He didn't do it, and then, he retired right after that. He didn't retire right after that. So he still has some more play in him. So I congratulations, LeBron. Congratulations. I don't really have too many faults or downs about it. Because he was winning either way.
All right. Well, let's today we're going to start from bottom to top. Is that okay? All right.
Let's start online first?
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay. So James Jones said, "Oh, crybaby. Took him 18 years to do it.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that man getting emotional over setting that record, you know? Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That was just an accomplishment, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm just reading it, bro.
Go ahead. Go ahead. James of Bama, though.
That's all.
James of Bama.
He said he needs somebody to get him some pig feet dinner. I need a sugar mama that can cook pig feet dinners. And come on over to Boston. All y'all need to come on over to Boston, baby. No, sir.
I ain't doing that. And Tutty, the commander's mascot, got all the pig feet you want. Anybody else want a lot of tea?
I mean, they are, but they not really saying too much.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone. And let's bring Brother Ted in. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Good evening. Hey, good evening, Kells Corny family. Hey, before I start, I'd like to apologize for my choice of words yesterday. I'm going to leave it at that.
Tuesday. You mean Tuesday. But
Go ahead.
Hey, I know the feeling, Ted. Wednesdays just fly by, man. It's like it's the only day I get to come home and actually rest or watch a movie and chill, and it don't fly by. It feels like Tuesday and Thursday are the only days of the week for me. So I can get where you at with that. But go ahead, bro.
Right.
What say you on these conferences, man?
Mm-hmm.
You with me, Ted?
On the trades? Can you hear me?
On the conference. We just sent down the conferences from on the east side and on the west side. Do you like what they are, how they lined up?
Yeah.
Or did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, but I mean, I don't think it's just really official. Like I said, it's just going, you know, up and down, back and forth. A lot of people have made some trades. So, like I said, After All-Star, when you really need to really be really looking at, and then, you know, like I said, a lot of teams have made trades, so they got to get adjusted and all that and stuff, and then we'll see, because they're making, a lot of teams making push for it, you know, so some teams even gave up, you know. So.
True.
Yeah.
Well, Ted, I look at it differently because I like to see where you were and where you are. And where you end up, type dude. So, I brought this up to Wizards and Bulls because it seemed like in this East, we are the only two teams going back and forth. One week, y'all at 12, we at 9. The next week, y'all at 9, we at 12. So it seems like we totally skipped. 10, 11, and jump back and forth. We totally skipped 10 and 11 as a team, both of us. So that is amazing to me. And I just, you know, I'm just looking at it like, you know, where are we going to end up? Where are we going to end up? What's going to happen when it's all said and done? That's just my point.
I'm sorry.
I was saying you're right. You're right. We won't know, or we won't have it not until after the All-Star break. After that All-Star break, that's when, as they say, the rubber gonna meet the road. So yeah, I'm ready for the rubber. I'm ready for the rubber to meet the road. Yeah. Yeah, I talk about. Yeah.
Hey,
all right, let's
James
let's go.
Didn't stay with them bum Wizards then.
Hey,
did y'all want to come to Boston?
I am, but in your case, they not the Wizards. They the Bullets, and you better duck.
Uh-oh.
Come on, 57. Come on, 57.
I know that's right. Hey, 57.
Well, hey, what's happening, everybody? The way I see it. It's like you just put, we ain't, you know, it's too soon. We don't put the butter in the pan, and the pan getting hot. It ain't time for the popcorn yet. You know, we put the popcorn in there about the after the All-Star break, and everything will get the popping. Because after these trades they made, the West is going to change. The West is going to change drastically.
So you don't think the East will change drastically?
Even when that
I don't, you know what?
Even when that butter in the pan, you got to shake it around a little bit because one side may not be getting hot as the other side, and you ain't getting the action that you need on this side, so you got to shift a little bit. That's all. We just shifting right now.
But see, you got to let that butter, see what say. You got to let that butter melt. See what side is going to flow to first. You know? It might flow to the left side.
The butter takes too damn long.
I think in the East, I don't think much is going to change in the East except where the Nets going to end up. You know, because with the trades, I mean, you done got rid of three superstars. So you done elevated a couple of teams that's going to move up past you. Atlanta's going to come up some, you know. You might even end up falling down past us. You never know. You never know. I mean, what's up?
Come on, give it to
the Bulls going
to
move up. You know, you really don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of changes. And in the West, I'm telling you, the Grizzlies is going to be hard for the Grizzlies now to come out of the West and win the West. So anybody that was picking the Grizzlies to go to the finals can hang that up because it's going to be very hard for them to do that.
That man said, hang it up. Damn.
But 57, they number two. You think they're going to fall all the way out? Like from number two, from all the way down? You think so?
I think so. I think with the change, especially if the Rockets get if the Rockets get what's his name? Because the Rockets are still in the mix in this trade. Are they got John Wall back? I didn't know about that. Cause they act like this was some secret mission. They did this stuff while we were asleep last night.
Exactly.
Hey, listen. I fell asleep, right? I fell asleep typing up the write-up for today's show. And I woke up at 2:30, and when I woke up, Scott Van Pelt's late-night show was on, and it was like, Kevin Durant gone to the Suns. I was like, what? Man, I was scratching my eyes. I was like, nah, that ain't what I'm saying. And I'm going to tell y'all how I feel about that move when we get to that. But, that was one of those what moments for me early in the morning. Early in the morning. But go ahead, 57.
I give the Nets credit for saying we ain't going to deal with this bull crap. You know, Durant, you want to go? Gone. You know, forget it. Now, I also fault them for being so easy to let people out of their contracts, let people out of the obligations that they signed up for. But that's just not the Nets. That's the whole NBA, NFL. Mm-hmm. We let these people sign for this money that we would play the game for free. They get millions to play it, and then they crying like babies. I don't want to play with you no more. Come on, man.
We didn't even do that on the playground.
But
do you really want them there giving you half effort? You know, wouldn't you rather just go ahead and move them on, just get rid of them, get that cancer out
I'm
of
not
going to.
Why would I want to send away three superstars and get me three might be good one day? You know, when the contracts need to be framed so your performance has a lot to do with it. If you don't perform, you don't get paid what you ask for. They're doing the contracts wrong. That's what the problem is. These guys have no incentive to do the right thing because they know all I got to do is complain and you're going to send me someplace else and I'm going to make the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Nets, their move, if you look at all that they have gotten for Kyrie and Durant, you can tell that they're setting up for the future. They got a lot. They're not worried about right now. They're not worried about what's going on right now with their team. They're more interested in the future. And when you look at it from that aspect, you can't really be mad at them.
Yes, you
right?
can, Kale, because when they got the big three, they were concerned about right now. When they got Durant, Iverson, and Hard James, they were concerned about right now. As soon as they got there and it wasn't working, it was like, okay, now we're concerned about the future. We're going to let them go, and we're concerned. The bottom fell out, and you realize the only thing we can do now is prepare for the future.
James, but what if you got players, though, like you say, don't want to play for you? You know, they don't want to play and want out. And
hey, it's because of the way you write your contracts. Yeah, it's the way you write your contracts. A guy shouldn't be able to leave you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm talking too much.
No, go ahead.
It's just part of the contract. It's part of the business, though, 57, because a team can get rid of you anytime they want to get rid of you. That's just part of the nature. And they made it like that. I mean, we can be mad all we want to, but that's just what it is. You know, it ain't going to change. They got the power to do that. Some do, some don't, and that's just what it is. You know, if you got a person, like say, they're unhappy, it's a happy wife or what happy, a marriage, they just want a divorce. I just don't want to be with you no more, you know. And that's just what it is, man. You just break this. You know, you can break it. You can breach it. You might have to pay. Some people break it. They might have to pay some. They give whatever, but they want out of that marriage. They want out of that situation. So it is what it is, man. But it's going to be interesting,
well,
though, this second
most
half,
of the times when
father,
you walk out of a marriage.
Going to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Most of the times when you walk out of a marriage, somebody got to pay something to the other person for leaving. You know, you'll just walk away. You know,
but if you think about it, like Ted was just saying, like happy wife, in our house, it ain't no happy wife. I need him to be happy like I'm happy. So I need it to be happy spouse, happy house.
We need to be happy.
Everybody be happy.
See, we know you're an enigma. You are an enigma. You know what I mean? Most of us don't when we go fishing, we don't hook that super size big mouth bass. We just get the little bass. You know what I'm talking about? So most women don't feel like you feel. Most women are on the happy wife, happy life. Now I like yours. I like yours, happy spouse, happy house. But at that point, when those words are in the play, we usually trying to part ways. So
that's
nobody
right.
really trying. Right. You know what I mean?
Y'all right.
So yeah. But
right.
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying. And we need to holler at the T-shirt man, because I want that one on the shirt. For real, happy spouse, happy house.
I got you.
You talk about.
I got you.
All
it's coming. It's coming from a Kale's Corner store near you. It's coming.
That's what's up. That's what's up. let's go back to the phone. 840. You're on the corner. Who is this?
Okay. What's your name?
840. 840. Hey, y'all. He always called me that. Hey, listen. First thing is, you don't put butter to cook popcorn. You put peanut oil. You add the butter later. And living out here west of Denver, I've been to four Denver Nuggets games. You got to watch out for them Nuggets now, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, they just got Thomas Bryant. Thomas Bryant over there.
Oh yeah, he went.
But
to
why
the
they give him Bones Highland?
They got Thomas Bryant just like right before we got on air. Thomas Bryant was traded to the Denver Nuggets.
Right, you said that. We heard that. But why did they get rid of Bones Highland?
We don't know why nobody's getting rid of anybody, but
right,
I'm asking
Kirby. I'm not asking Kirby.
Well,
I don't know because I
am not. Everybody knows more about basketball than I do because I gave up on them when the referees cheated my San Antonio Spurs out of a championship against the Miami Heat. I just said the hell with this family, and it made me madder than a hunchback at a limo contest. I'm telling you,
I can't with him.
Hey, listen.
But I want y'all to know. That Kel can't block my shot, and I'm 76 years old. That's right.
I can't block. Well, I want y'all to know. The hunchback can be in the limbo contest because I put a wheel on his hunch. And third thing I want you to know, if Kirby shoot a shot over DMV Kel, I'm walking to every last person on this show and give you a T-shirt if Kirby shoots a shot over me.
Well, you just stand back and hold my cane while I do it.
See y'all. He's trying to distract me. That's a distraction right there. He'll hold this cane.
Oh man.
Well, I was born at night, but not last night. You know what I mean? I know a little bit. I mean, shit. I didn't just fall off the turnip truck. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I didn't. My grandkids think I went to high school in a chariot because I'm so old.
Oh my goodness!
That's right.
Hey Kirby. Yeah. Debo agreed with you, man. He said I'm just losing interest in the product altogether. Talking about the NBA, he said he's losing interest as well. So. Hey, you ain't alone on that, man. A lot of people are falling out with the NBA because they don't play defense anymore. They just don't, you know?
Yeah.
This man needed 38 points. This man needed 37 points for the record, and he had 35 by the third quarter, by the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
No defense.
Yeah,
I was a Washington Bullets fan. I like Unsell and all them guys, man. I mean, that was basketball back then. I mean, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all of them. You know, I mean, they're basketball
players. You know what, Kirby? I've come to the realization that guys like me, you, Ted, 57, we loved basketball in the beginning for what it was. We all know now it's a completely different game, and we just have to find different parts of the game that we love now. We can't let the
basketball's
whole game
American.
Like
it's American. It started with a peach basket, man.
I remember.
It's an American sport.
Yeah, but they done sprinkled some other stuff in there now, man.
Some pixie dust and some of that New Orleans toad dust and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they smoking it, too. Yeah.
James Naismith
wouldn't be happy, huh?
Go ahead, Kurt. Go ahead,
Grandpa
Kurt.
Here is watching Two in Diapers, so I got to go. I just, but I'll be listening, and God bless you all. And
get on live, Kirby.
Okay, all right. All right,
okay.
I'll catch you then, Trees. Okay.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
All right, God
you,
bless you, bruh. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. God
good.
Bless
you,
bruh. That's my man, Kirby. I'm trying to tell y'all. Kirby a wild one, as always.
Hey, Big Ed.
But
my door together for me, please. Pull my door together
do
for
what?
Me. Yeah, thanks. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I muted my phone.
Hold on.
You know what? Let's go to Tang, man. Come on, Tang. What's up, bro?
Hey, Tang.
Kev's Corny Family. How y'all doing today? What's up, big bro? Hey, Miss Kate, 57, Kirby. Hey. Ted, on the online.
Hey, man, why you can't just say, hey, everybody? Why you gotta mention everybody
say,
by name?
I want to say everybody's name, 57. Let them know
he
that I'm acknowledging
call,
his phone.
That's gotta do the roll call.
Hey, you know, look, I just gotta acknowledge that. That's just me, 57. That let you know I'm here.
What if somebody hiding from the CIA or something?
Debo, I ain't gonna get you, Debo. Say that again, 57.
Somebody hiding from the CIA.
Hey, don't pay attention to him, man. Go ahead.
If you are, you should have never came on here. If you hide, you should have never came on this corner, because I'm going to give out a roll call.
Not using your
okay,
roll
call. Okay, we
you, hey, look, you should have gave us your alias, Biscuit.
Hey, you know what? You know what, man? I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you flashlight cop. Like, leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now, I hear y'all, man. I'm with all the standards right now. Just like everybody said, I know after the All-Star Weekend, like 57 said, that popcorn gonna get the popping. Wherever that it ain't butter because Kirby came on here and reminded me it don't start with the butter. The butter come at the end. So you know, I'm with y'all. Him and Ted. Whenever the All-Star over with, I know it's gonna get the popping, man. And we really gonna see. But like y'all said, that West going to be ridiculous, man, because, like, all them trades that went on last night and still don't – today, I can't wait because the West is going to be on the popping, just like that popcorn.
Yes,
No doubt. You know.
And look, let me just say this. Me and 57 always talk about this because I know when y'all be saying the happy wife, happy all that, and happy spouse, believe me, I told mine from day one, I'm only doing this one time, so you stuck with that last name. You ain't
oh,
I don't care
right.
what you say. You stuck with
oh,
it.
Man.
I'm only doing it one
that,
time.
Yeah.
And if she leaves, she still got to keep it. That's it. That's just what it is with me.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Tell you that
that
name.
You,
yes, sir.
Yes,
that
right.
don't Gorilla Glue.
You,
that don't Gorilla Glue.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Right.
If you leave me, you just walked away because we ain't going to court. Ain't no judge can tell me what God put together can take apart.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, you just left. Yeah, you just left.
Yeah.
I can't with him.
And I'm on G Jones.
Hey, don't touch that tape.
Go ahead.
I'm just like this. You go to one wing and I go to the other wing. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. But you can't have no company. You can't have no company but your girlfriends, and that's it. You know. So invite
you know. You know.
I'm with
you. You know. Or take a walk outside because sometimes you need some fresh air. Don't take a walk around
and
the
say,
yard.
Can I get and say, can I get some once in a while?
And I've been breathing so
all
much
right.
fresh air here lately, bro. Oh, Lord.
Ain't messing with you. Hey,
look.
Don't make me go get grandma. Hey,
57. Reese don't even say nothing no more. She just look at the door. And I do this. Come on, ghost. I put the harness on the dog, man.
And
just take a walk, man.
I ain't mad at
right.
either one of y'all.
Yeah,
go
boy.
Out there and come back in here the same
That's
person.
Right.
Go outside, exhale, and come back in. That's all you have to do.
That's
Woo-sa.
Right.
Woo-sa.
There you go.
Yes,
Woo-sa.
Sir. Yes, sir.
See, that's
yes,
the same
sir.
Thing with these basketball players. They ain't willing
they
to go
Woo-sa.
Through nothing. They ain't
yeah.
willing to fight through nothing, you know? And work it out.
They
just want
to.
They
don't have to no more, 57. They don't have to. The league has catered to that. Oh, man. Woo, almost clipped. The league
yeah,
has
I'm
catered
about
to. The league has catered to this sucker role that everybody is playing and they're giving these guys their way. They're just giving it to them. And
yeah.
it's like, wow, come on, man.
But like Ted said,
fight.
Some can and some can't. And we know the ones that can, it's going to be the ones that can, they act like babies, man. It's some superstars, man. It's the
yeah,
superstars that do it. Because if you're not a superstar, you can't do that. They don't care what you are. They'll sit you on the bench. Look at Serge Ibaka and look at Jay Crowder. They don't care what they say. You just gonna sit on the bench and say whatever happens.
They probably going to Milwaukee thing.
But I
yeah,
know
they
that,
crazy
but look
now.
When it happened. But I know, but look when it
okay.
happened. All the time
right.
when he was trying to go at the beginning, they was like, no,
yeah.
just sit right here. We just gonna pay you and you're gonna sit right here. That's what I'm
gotcha.
Saying. They
right.
need to do it for everybody like that.
Mm-hmm. And they were telling him to stay home. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
So, right,
I get
well,
it.
Right.
I get it. I get it. You talk about that good for
I give
the
LeBron.
Good for the gander treatment.
Yeah,
right.
it was good for the goose is good for the gander.
What did you say, 57?
I give
LeBron
I give LeBron credit. He stuck with his teams throughout his contracts. He never jumped gun, hey, I need to go someplace else. You know, he played. When it was time to up, he was ready to go, though. But
yeah,
these guys now, man, these guys now, you know, and if I saw Kyrie coming, I'd lock the door.
Oh, man.
No.
Because, look, he did it on every team that he was at. You right, 57? He did it with Boston. He did it with the Nets just now. And he did it with
Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers,
Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
Cavaliers.
Everybody he had a problem with, he just checked out and made a little problem so they can get rid of him. And I just think that's wrong. I agree with you. That's not how you're supposed to do things, man.
Yeah.
No,
but yeah, that's totally what I agree with you saying. But that's the value that he brings, man. He's that valuable. Teams will take that chance. I definitely hear everything you guys saying, but that boy he's like that. So teams going to take that chance. And like with Kevin Durant, Phoenix just then gave up the house for him, you know, because them boys, Cam Johnson and what's the name from the defensive guy, they didn't have no clue that they was going to be traded. They all skipping with it and nearly hugging at each other, and they gone, you know?
Mikal Bridges.
And stuff, you know, Crowder knew he had a chance, might be gone, but them other two, Cam, they was happy being there. But, hey, when Kevin Durant speak, everybody's going to listen. That's like E.F. Hutton, baby. I want to go here.
Hey.
I'm gone.
Hey, I don't agree with Skip. I don't agree with Skip Bayless on much. But it's one thing he always say. He's Kevin bleeping Durant. And mm-hmm. like you say, people fall suit to him, man. People fall suit to him. Go ahead, Kane.
No, I was going to say, because I heard 57 said it earlier, and Ms. T always said that goes on the owner's fault. They need to change them contracts up when it comes to the superstars. And maybe it might change, but like you say, Ted, that's just the way it is right now. And I do understand
because,
that. That's just the way
but you
it
know,
is right
but
now.
Kane, when Chris Paul was trying to do it, they stopped it. So it ain't like it can't happen. Like they can't stop it. You know what I'm saying? Like they can't. The commissioner can't come in and say, "No, we're not doing that," because that's what they did to Chris Paul.
I know, but you know what? See, Chris Paul cut from that old school clause. If he got to stay there and play it out, he's not gonna cry because he loved the game. All them other guys say they love the game. They do love the game, but Chris Paul loves the game. He wants to be out there on that floor. So he just cut from a different floor.
I got you.
But can I add this with that? But like she was saying, you know, it was a Commissioner Stern did that. He blocked that Chris Paul trade. Also, Mark Cuban. A couple of owners didn't want that. They didn't want the Lakers to mob up, you know, because with Kobe, you had Kobe and you had – him trying to get with Chris Paul, too. So they stopped it. But that's what I say. So it's part of negotiation. That's a business. That's negotiation. That's contract. They negotiated that, man. They can say no. It's on them.
Well,
they negotiated the contract. Say again?
They negotiated the contract, and everything was settled, and the commissioner stepped in at the last minute and said no. I mean,
they
didn't say anything when they overloaded – the Warriors team, and let Kevin Durant go there. They knew once Kevin Durant went there, they were going to win a championship. Not one, but two. So I'm saying because David Stern was wrong But like Sis said, if you did it then and you know it now is about to be a monopoly again for a team,
mm-hmm.
why can't you step in now and say, hold on,
mm-hmm.
you signed your contract,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to play where you signed. That's
mm-hmm.
what David Stern did
That's
with
right.
Chris Paul.
That's right.
True.
That's
True.
What I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Since we talk about it, Lady T, run down
these trades,
starting with the Lakers, the Timberwolves, and the Jazz.
Well, the way I got them on the thing, I got them posted differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Y'all,
go ahead.
The Wizards are trying to buy out Will Barton's contract. They just want him out. They ain't trying to get nothing for him or nothing. They just want him out. They want the cap space back. Charlotte Hornets is waiving Reggie Jackson, so he's available. They're trying to buy him out. The Blazers have traded for Gary Payton II to the Warriors. He's going back to the Warriors for Kevin Knox and 5 second-round picks. John Wall is being traded to the Rockets. The Bucks have traded George Hill in a second-round pick to the Pacers to shed salary. So he's being traded, George Hill. The Lakers have traded Patrick Beverley and a second-round pick for the Orlando Magic, Mo Bamba.
Hey.
The Hawks traded Justin Holiday and Frank Kaminsky to the Rockets for Garrison Matthews and Bruno Fernando. I don't even know who that is. The Nuggets have traded Bones Highland to the Clippers for 2 second-round picks. The Warriors, the Pistons, and the Hawks have all agreed to a 3-team trade. The Warriors will receive Kevin Knox and 5 second-round picks. The Pistons will receive James Wiseman, and the Hawks will receive Sadiq Bey. The Milwaukee Bucks are acquiring Jay Crowder in a trade with the Brooklyn Nets for 5 second-round picks.
He's gone.
The Thunder have traded Mike Gala to the Celtics for Justin Jackson and 2 second-round picks. And this is not a pick, you guys, but this is an injury. Jaylen Brown, he suffered some facial structures in his bones in his face, so he's going to be out for a amount of time. They don't know how much time. The Lakers have traded Thomas Bryant to the Nuggets for Devon Reed and 3 second-round picks. And those are some of the picks. And y'all already know Kevin Durant has been traded. Kevin Durant and T.J. Warren, those Cam Johnson,
correct.
Jay Crowder, and 4 first-round picks, and an additional draft compensation. Yeah, they threw in a kitchen sink for that man.
Wow.
And those are mostly all of the trades for right now. But the Blazers
went to the Lakers.
The Trail Blazers have traded Josh Hart to the Knicks for Cam Radish and a protected first-round pick. So those are some of the updates, you guys. And the Lakers, Timberwolves, and Jazz have all agreed to a 3-team trade. The Lakers received D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt. The Jazz received Russell Westbrook, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Damian Jones, and a 2027 first-round pick via the Lakers. The Timberwolves received Mike Conley, Nico Alexander Walker, and 3 second-round picks. So those are some of the
I said that was the Timberwolves.
Didn't they let Serge
Ibaka
go too?
Serge Ibaka has been waiting, and he's just out. I mean, you know, he's just waiting
for
somebody to pick him up.
He's with Indiana.
Hey,
Yeah,
church
yeah. I mean, he hasn't signed yet, but
damn.
It's in the making that he's going to Indiana.
Man, I was just about to yell, Winters, get him!
Yeah.
For real, man. Goodness. Man.
I'm with you, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah, well, you got Beverly gone.
No, we got to be patient. No, be patient.
Yeah, y'all going to get somebody. Y'all going to get somebody.
Yeah,
good.
We going to get somebody. Yep. We don't know where they're going to come from. Maybe we'll find them walking around in the street in D.C. or somewhere.
And you play too
I
much.
They're
going to go down and
but no, man.
To the park.
Yeah. Go down there and get Victor Page. He's probably still down there shooting jumpers.
I can't with him right now.
Not
I can't with 57. Not this
it or Sam, cut it out, Sam. Cut it
Ray.
Out. Hey, you said the Wizards are trying to buy whose contract? They're trying to buy whose contract?
Will Barton. They're trying to free up money.
That means they thinking of making a move. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
And George Hill, George Hill is still available, even though they sent him to the Pacers. He don't know. And what's his name was with y'all, John Wall. He's up for grabs as well.
I don't think we're gonna bring John back. I don't think they'll bring John Wall back. It was just too much of the wrong stuff. Don't get me wrong. John is a good player, and I like John Wall, but he and Bradley Beal just had too much of the wrong stuff going on. And I forgot the young man's name. What's the young man's name that's running point right now, Tang?
Morris.
Goodness, that's
Morris.
Right. Morris and Wright. Morris and Wright.
And Wright. Yeah, we good. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. So I don't even see the need of that there. I don't think Bill would be comfortable with that at all. But
you know
let me say this.
You know which trade that surprised me, Kale? You know which trade that surprised me?
What's that?
Gary Payton. He's going back to the Warriors. Like, why did y'all get rid of him to only bring him back? He was the best fit for them. That was they got him back. That was
great. That's a good move. That's a good move to get him back. You make a mistake and you come back and clean it up. So, you know.
That
I ain't mad about that. I ain't mad about that at all. But
Reggie Jackson should get signed? Who y'all think should sign Reggie Jackson? Cuz he's a monster.
Clippers. The Clippers.
They
got rid of John Wall.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good fit.
Let them run with the Clippers, right? You know?
While we're contemplating that, let me ask a question. What position in the West are the Timberwolves in?
They are number...
Ninth.
Give me one second.
They're ninth.
They ninth?
Timberwolves?
Yeah.
So they can make the playoffs?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Because that was my season.
They
number eight?
Oh, they're eight.
That was my pick at the beginning of the year once they got Colbert to go with Greg Anthony Towns. I said, oh, I know, but D-Mob said he's supposed to be coming before the season is over.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you come back before the season over, they're gonna push it. But if they can just maintain
that's what I'm thinking
right
too.
Now, if they can just maintain right now, they don't have to do the play in, and then they'll already be in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
But they made a couple of good trades too, didn't they? Yeah.
Huh?
They made a couple of good trades too.
Yeah.
They got some help.
Rid of some people. Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
so
you know what's amazing to me, y'all? We are in the same 2022-23 season,
And we about to see a whole different brand of basketball with all these trades.
Yeah.
We about to see a different brand of basketball here because added in the fact that it's the second half of the season, that playoff push, you know, we got new teams, really. New teams.
Yeah.
I mean, people trading three and four players at a time. I can't recall.
Yep.
I will say basketball knowledge really, really goes to the Gilbert Arenas. And you know, I know a little Unseld in all them days, but I can't recall a trade deadline as crazy and hectic as this one was. I mean, help me out. Has there been one like this before?
No.
I'm trying to think. No. I haven't. No.
Back
it's
in the day, it was one for one.
No trades, though. It's a couple of teams that ain't budging. They just like their team the way it is. Like the Pelicans, they ain't touching nothing. The Bulls ain't touching nothing. Wizards ain't touching nothing. It's a lot of teams out here not doing nothing. They just going to ride with what they got.
Well, the Wizards did make a move when they got rid of Arthur Moore.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
They made a move when they got rid of
You're right.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're
I'm
right.
still mad about that because I like Brian's energy.
I thought he was coming back to y'all, but he ended up in Denver. He ended up in Denver. And he about to be in the playoffs. Everybody's going to
that's about,
away,
that's about right.
end up in the playoffs.
Let me say this real quick, y'all, and I hinted to it in the beginning. What in the hell was that 10-minute pause, man? After LeBron actually accomplished the passing Kareem, I mean, and then you expect these men to go right back to playing basketball. You expect them to just totally get out of the moment that has been created? Because, I mean, come on now. You got Denzel Washington and his wife, Jay-Z, Chris Tucker. I mean, man, I saw stars out like it was the old Showtime Lakers, you know, back in the day when they had all the stars that used to come out and watch the Lakers play. That's what it felt like. And I'm like, okay, he broke the record. That's a great accomplishment. Why couldn't y'all save it till the end of the quarter? It was only 10.9 seconds left. Why y'all couldn't save it to the end of the quarter? Why did y'all have to pause the game like that, you know? Ronnie, welcome.
Bro, you got people paying.
They should have did a 10-second run-off and just let the game be over at that point.
You know,
people paying $50,000 and up for a seat to be there. I'd stop it for 20 minutes. Shoot. I offer you a seat for $90,000. You going to pay the price? And you want me to stop it for how long? 10 minutes? Got you. As soon as you score that bucket.
Yeah,
the next game, I want you to be there for that one too. Shoot.
And look, he's not even playing tonight against the Bucks. He's not even playing.
No.
His feet and his legs are so tired, honey. He ain't even playing.
Yeah.
He's getting a rest day.
At 10, that thing we hate so much, kid. You know, them rest days, man.
Yep.
You know, now are they playing? Are they playing in L.A. or Milwaukee tonight?
I think in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Now, they're playing L.A. They play in L.A. because they was thinking about if he didn't break it when he broke it the other day.
He
had a chance to break it against Milwaukee, against Kareem's old team. But why didn't he try to break it against Giannis? Why did he sit out this last game? Because it was a weaker opponent, huh?
And it's still long.
I think the whole thing was staged because, like Sis said,
on,
you,
Come on, Double O.
You got Denzel Washington in the stands. You got Kareem at the game. It was set up for last night. It was set up for last night.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Double O Salmon.
What's going on, y'all? My bad, y'all. The parking lot was kind of full. But I'm here.
I can't
win. The parking lot was full, bro.
Wow.
Kirby said, what's up, 007?
What happened?
Kirby said, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Kirby? Oh, man. That's funny. They paid all that money for nothing. They were them fans were cheered like they won an NBA championship.
Hey, Slim. They dropped confetti. They dropped confetti out the sky, yeah. I'm waiting to see a banner come down. I mean, you want to drop confetti? Why not? Dude,
I was like, wow,
yeah.
Them Thunder said, you can have it, but you ain't going to win. You're gonna get the NBA title, but you definitely ain't gonna win this game.
That's what they said on it. Yeah. And they sitting in the
Anthony
locker room
Davis.
Going, "Who cares? We get to split up this seating."
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You had Anthony Davis on the other end. He was like, "Whatever, man. Forget that record." LeBron, you alright, bro? Man, look at that, man.
And they lost too.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what, y'all? That was, and people always say this: when Washington plays Dallas and we win, that was their plan. That was their NBA championship. That's why they dropped the confetti. That's why they pause the game 10.9 seconds at the end of the third, because that was their NBA finals. They know the Lakers aren't going anywhere. So, you know, hey,
good point.
We got to do what we got to do.
That's what happens when you ain't used to winning championships, man.
Oh, but the Lakers aren't used to winning champions. The Lakers
I was referring to the Washington football team.
Oh, come on.
He brought it up. Like you are in court. The judge goes,
"You,
sorry, sir, you brought it out. You brought it out.
Hey,
you brought it out.
Hey,
I'm just commenting.
You
brought it out.
Like
we don't need you to repeat what you repeated. You don't need you to repeat what you said the other day, bro."
Never won. Did you sleep? Did you fall asleep?
Hey,
bruh,
I can't. It's hard for me to remember stuff from last century. It's hard for me to remember stuff from the last century. You know? It's like remembering when the Roman Empire fell. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Go ahead and mute me.
I'm ready. Google, Bama.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Mute me. I'm ready. I'm ready. You are so easy. You are so easy.
And you are
love
so,
it.
You are so muted.
Say it.
Love that. We'll be right back, y'all.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Y'all gotta run like a double. Quiet like gum. Spice on the bubble. Y'all look, ain't ready. Tasting the bubble, gotta kind of medical ready. Sharp as a machete. Don't buy dumb herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. Better bring some water, get gasoline candle, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go.
she's right here. Hey, T, I almost teared up just now, man. Because I know this is the last time we're going to hear that this season, y'all. The last time we will hear, here I go, Lady T's right here. Go ahead, T. Go ahead, T.
Oh, man. So let's see. I know Kale's here. Oh,
quick,
come
please.
On! I thought you was about to hit one more time.
I need you to I need you to retract 57's T-shirt.
It's too late.
It's no longer.
It's in the mail.
No
I just said it's in the mail, bro.
Hey,
too late.
Return the sender, Bama. Come on, let's go.
Hey. So who is out here? Who playing? I got Kale.
All right.
Tang, you here? Tang? Tang? Unmute yourself. Come on, is Reese here?
I got Reese picked. She at work, but I got her picked.
Okay. All right. 57, you playing? Yeah.
I'm playing.
007, how about you?
Yep.
Betty is here.
Yep.
Ted, you playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Did I miss
All right, anybody? So just for clarity, we got 007, Ted, 57, Mima. I'm sorry, Mima. Let me unmute you. Hey, Mima.
Oh, Lord.
What do you mean, oh, Lord?
We got left. Hey, bruh, you about to hear.
And Tang, 57, stop, man. Tang.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with Mima. That's Mima. That's my sister.
Mima, thank you. My bad.
So,
I'm going to tell y'all who I got. I got Kale, Tang, Ree, 57. 007, Betty, Ted, Mima, James, are you playing? Let me know if you playing, James. And he's online. All right, let me know if you guys ready.
Ready to go. Now explain to them what the actual pick. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to pick winners and losers, okay, just the winners and losers, and then we're going to pick rushing yards for both teams, passing yards for both teams, and turnovers for both teams. So we added turnovers, you guys. We added turnovers. And if you guys are playing, the amount is $10, okay? The amount is $10. My Cash App is $MAMABO, the number 5, okay? And listen. The money has to be in before the kickoff, okay, before Sunday kickoff. If your money not here, you're not playing. I mean, you're playing, but you're just playing for fun. You're not playing for the kitty, okay? Everybody on the same page? All right. Let's start. And when I call your name, I need everything. I need scores, rushing yards, passing yards, and turnovers, okay, for both teams. Okay.
Turnovers two.
Turnovers
two. Turnovers 257. You heard.
All right, Kale.
Y'all
should have
told me before I smoked that cigarette.
That's okay.
You say what?
That's okay. You go first and set the stage so they can know how it's done.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna go
versus
Eagles to win.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 17. 13.
Okay.
The Eagles.
How many rushing
are
yards for the Eagles?
110.
How many
passing yards? Passing yards, 150.
How many turnovers?
One.
For the Eagles, right? Okay, so
right.
Give me the Chiefs.
Kansas City, they're going to have 120 rushing.
Mm-hmm.
100 even passing, and they're going to have two turnovers.
Gotcha. Come on, Tom, you next. Chiefs versus the Eagles and the score.
Okay, I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles winning 31-23.
Okay, so give me Eagles rushing and passing, rushing first.
Okay, rushing yards for the Eagles, 117.
Mm-hmm.
And passing yards, 223.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
turnovers.
No
turnovers for the Eagles.
Okay.
Okay.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs, I'm going with 97 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
180
mm-hmm.
passing yards. And
mm-hmm.
Big Brett took my two turnovers, so I'm going to go with three turnovers. Forget it. Three turnovers.
Okay. Right. You can't say the same amount of turnovers?
I didn't know.
You
That's why
say
I didn't
say
anything.
Hold on. You can say the same amount of turnovers, but you can't say the same amount of passing or rushing.
Okay. Well, let me do the two turnovers then. I appreciate that. Good looking, Tay.
Okay. Come on, Kale, with Reese scores.
Okay. Reese picked the Eagles 30-24. The Eagles 30-24. She wants 115 rushing yards, 205 passing yards. Oh, dang. And she got no turnovers? None. She got zero turnovers for the Eagles.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go, Reese.
Boy, please.
Go Chiefs. Give me her Chiefs.
Kansas City, she wants, 98 rushing yards. Damn. Hey, Tang, man, you been talking to my wife. 98 rushing yards. And, 206 passing yards and one turnover. So that's 98 rushing. Oh, I'm sorry. 98 rushing. Go ahead.
I got you. You said 98 rushing, 206 passing, one turnover.
Okay.
Right, Eagles. And then she goes 28-21, and she has Philly 250 passing, 150 rushing. I guess it's no turnovers because she didn't put any. So Chiefs, she got 300 passing, she rushing, one turnover. Okay? All right. Come on, 57, you up.
Okay. I got the Eagles winning.
Mm-hmm.
61-3. I said the Eagles. 61-3, you heard me, 61-3. I got the Eagles rushing for 18,355 yards.
Come on, man.
Can you be serious, sir?
I'm putting this down. Seriously, this is what I'm putting down.
Can I go?
No, I'm
okay,
going, man.
Ahead.
Don't be cutting across me. I'm for real.
You said
okay,
I got That's right. Breaking Emmitt Smith's rushing record. I got the the Kansas City with 10 turnovers.
Hold on.
And how many passing yards I got to do?
Do your Eagles rushing and passing yards again, please.
Hey, bro, I just did it, man. What y'all want me to sound foolish again?
Bro,
I just sounded like that once.
We got, I had to write it down. But everybody was talking. I couldn't really hear.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, Betty says one turnover each. Betty says one turnover each, y'all. One turnover each. She's on the screen. One turnover each.
Okay.
Go ahead, Eagles. Rushing.
Anyway, Eagles win the game 18-15. Eagles win the game 18-15. I got the Eagles with 150 rushing yards, and the passing yardage should be about 221. And I only have one turnover during the game, and that's going to be Kansas City.
Okay, so what's the Kansas City rushing and passing?
Kansas City will only rush for about 80 yards. I say 80 yards. And Mahomes will pass for 250.
Okay.
Give me that score again, man.
Come on, 007.
Okay.
18-15, Q.
All right.
007, you up?
Well, realistically, I'm going with the Eagles 42-10.
Damn.
Jalen Hurts rushed for 2 touchdowns, passed for 161 yards.
Wait a minute, bro.
No.
I need your rushing yards. How many rushing yards?
Oh, rushing yards, they're gonna get 123 yards.
Okay. And how many passing
yards, 217.
Okay. How many turnovers?
Three turnovers.
Okay, give me your Chiefs rushing yards.
Rushing yards, 90 yards rushing, and
passing.
300 yards passing.
How many turnovers?
One.
Come on, Ted, you up.
I'm glad. Well, thank you. I'm glad nobody took my scores. Eagles, 34-31. Rushing, 125 rushing for the Eagles, 350 passing.
Wait a minute. You said how
and
many rushing?
125.
How many passing?
350.
How many turnovers?
2.
Chiefs.
31 score, 100 rushing, 400 passing, 2 turnovers.
All right. Come on, Meemaw, you up?
Okay, I'm going with Kansas City,
23-21.
23?
Wait a minute,
Meemaw,
you said 23-21?
Yeah, Kansas City, yep.
Wait a minute, hold on. Okay, you good.
Okay, okay, so passing, I'm going. What you think?
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead,
okay,
baby.
Okay,
keep going.
I'm doing Kansas City. 125 passing, 150 rushing, and 2 fumbles.
Okay, so give me Eagles.
105 passing. 125 rushing and 2 fumbles.
And 2 fumbles, okay. All right, I'm up. I am
taking
the Kansas
same rushing.
Chiefs. I'm going. What did he say? What?
Yeah, you had the same rushing numbers.
No. You got.
Well, I got 125
turnover
for the Eagles rushing. I got
125
for the Eagles rushing already. What?
Meemaw, change your rushing.
135.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
I am up, and I am taking the Chiefs, and I am taking the Chiefs at 21-20. And I'm Eagles. I'm sorry, with Eagles. Eagles are rushing. I'm going to do 110. No, I'm going to do 115. 115. Let me see. Oh, somebody ever got 115. I'm going to go 121 rushing. Passing, I'm going 275 with one turnover. And Chiefs, I'm going rushing. I'm going 130, 131 rushing. And passing, I'm going 370. I'm going two turnovers for them, for the Chiefs. Even though they're going to win, it's still two turnovers. So,
okay.
Yes. Wait. 007 and 007, because Betty went before
yes,
you. Change your passing for Kansas City Chiefs. You got 300. She got 300.
301.
Yeah. I ain't mad at
you. All right, Price is Right.
And you already know, right?
301. 57, you got 250. You got 250 passing, and so does Betty. So you want to change your 250 to 251, 252, or something totally different?
Okay, I changed mine. 252. Started messing with Miss Betty, but I better shut my mouth.
Oh, yeah. She got a pistol for her. She can handle her own.
Hey, that's why I better shut my mouth.
And that looks like it's it, you guys. Oh, wait. 150. I should be 150. Okay, so listen, guys. That is it. That is the scores and everything are in. If you guys are playing for the kitty, you know what to do. And it has to be in before kickoff, you guys, before kickoff. Okay? We're going to take a short break, because we got a lot to talk about, you guys, in these last 30 minutes. So we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
You'll be my power winner.
I'm going to have to play that when we get off. I'm going to have to play that when we get off. Lady T, we're going to bring Rev T in. Any relation there?
Okay.
That's my first time. That's my first time knowing Lady T and Rev T was the same. Let's go. What's up, Rev?
There you go. We brother and sister.
28-17. Y'all ready for this?
Hold on, let me get my paper, Rev. Hold on.
What's
come
up,
on, Rev?
Hey,
come on,
hello
Rev,
to everyone. Lottie Dottie to everybody. I'm so glad to be in Kale's Corner up in here in this party. 28-17.
Okay.
I heard R. Kelly sing, not from jail. I heard R. Kelly sing before he went to jail. You know what I'm saying? But he was singing, I Believe I Could Fly. I believe I could fly. And I really don't want to sing. Let me finish now. Don't say
okay.
Nothing for a minute. Believe I could fly. I could believe I could touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. I want to spread my wings in the eagles. I think they going to fly away with the wind.
And
if you ask me why, get your pen ready, T, because the Philadelphia Eagles, they going to put 191 yards up on them Bammers. The Philadelphia Eagles, they going to pass for about 320-plus yards on that defense of the Kansas City Chiefs. You ready for this?
Oh, this is kicker right here. Ain't none of y'all said nothing about this. Watch this. Andy Reid and them, by the second quarter, they going to run a trick play. But watch this, though, because we know Kansas City is known for doing that. And that coach from Philadelphia, what's that Bama's name, Cal? DMV Cal, what's his name, Cal? That Bama? The Philadelphia Eagles coach?
It's gripping me right now.
SOB. But because that Bama know that Andy Reid like to run trick plays, guess what? The Philadelphia Eagles by the third quarter, or if not in the first quarter, they going to run a trick play. But all in all, when it comes down to it, it's going to be a close game. But around the fourth quarter, the defense is going to make a play for the Eagles, and that's going to be the game. But that boy, Jeff, though, he going to like
hey,
it.
Red,
he
red, red,
yeah.
Red,
give
red, red,
red,
yeah.
Red,
yes.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Your turnovers. Turnovers for
and
the Eagles.
Turnovers.
Will the Eagles have any turnovers?
I think the Eagles will turn the ball over once, but I think Kansas City will turn the ball over twice. And I think that second one is going to be a crucial one. That's the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to put the Eagles over the hump. But I'm not going to hold y'all too long.
Give
I'm not going to hold y'all too
your
long.
Yards, Red. You ain't give me a bunch of yards in your rushing yards. Kansas City.
I said 191 yards for the Eagles.
That's
maybe
for
about
the Eagles.
About 123 for the Chiefs. Maybe about we talking about Mahomes might get about he might get about 320 himself. So 320, 191 for the run, for the Eagles, about 125, 130 for the Chiefs on the run. Make sure you put out there somebody gonna run the trick. Kansas City, you do it by the second quarter. After the second quarter, look for the trick play for Kansas City. But again, that dude, that coach from the Eagles, he's so cocky. He might do one in the first quarter just to kind of take a shot at Jaden. You know, that's that coaching thing there, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The game of execution.
No, I'm talking about.
But before I go, because I gotta get ready to go back. Bonnie Ray, she gave him something to talk about with this, y'all. Ooh, that Beehive, they was mad as hell. You know what I'm talking about? And then, you know, y'all did the Grammys, right? Beyonce, the Beehive, they mad as hell. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You can go with the Beehive. You know the Hive.
I'm telling you, I don't know nothing about
the Hive is real. The 57 tell them the Hive is real. They come like Esther.
Well, I just got one question, Rev T, if I can ask this question, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Can after the end of the show, can me and 007 meet you wherever you at so we can try whatever that is?
The NBA, they had a lot of trades, didn't they? They traded JoJo Johnson to the Bucks, and Bucks traded Jackie Johnson to the Bucks, and then they traded Julio Jones to the whole. But I know somebody's son went to the Suns. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody's son went to the Sun. That sounds good, don't it? Somebody's son went to the Sun. Somebody's son went to the Sun. Let me talk about something. Hey, listen here, man. Listen here. I don't want to leave, but I think I got to go right now. Y'all know who this is. I want y'all to say it with me. At DC Hype, man. Come on. TJ's Champions. .org, y'all. Go click that link. Go check out what we've been doing. TJChampions.org. Get your horseshoe game ready. Get your horseshoe game ready. I'm going to do something in the DMV that ain't never been done before.
Hey,
Red T.
Get the cornhole out there, Red T.
Yeah.
Well, you know, see,
exactly.
That's what I'm talking about, Slip. Let's get him something. Bonnie Ray say what? Let's get him something to talk about. I love y'all so much. Please, baby. Rock with me. Oh, love somebody.
I know that's right. Have a good
right,
day,
Red. Hey, Slim. That was the hardest damn pick. He took, I almost grabbed a year. goodness gracious, goodness gracious. Yeah, y'all went out with a bang on Lady T's Super Bowl pick. Y'all went out with a bang. Yeah. Now let's talk about this game. Yeah, let's talk about this Super Bowl, man. They really, really tried to keep it off the media's lips and under the radar that Patrick Mahomes is not 100%. Patrick Mahomes entered Jai limping into the Super Bowl, man.
He's faking.
It's been 2 weeks. They ankle is shot up and everything else. That man fine.
Well,
but yeah,
he's faking because
that's the storyline. If they win, that's the storyline.
The shot
Patrick
only
Mahomes.
Works when you about to play. The shot only works when you about to play. That shot don't heal nothing.
Nah.
And the last I checked, a high ankle sprain takes longer than 2 weeks to heal. I'm just saying.
This man ain't
well, you
healed.
Know, I done had high ankle sprains before. Man, you back out there on the court two, 3 days later playing. This dude is out there, man. This thing ain't as bad as he says it is.
Man,
running around and everything. As soon as he get trapped or get sacked, he jumps up limping around. Or they win the game and he scored a touchdown. He falling. He does Michael Jordan. Somebody got to carry him back to the sideline and everything because he can't walk. You know, he want all the sympathy in the world. Come on, y'all. Come on,
man.
We done fell for the okie doke long enough. It's time to wise up.
It's gonna be a feel good story. Y'all know how it is.
A feel good story, exactly. Tell them, sis.
Yeah,
they got it. They gotta have it.
Y'all,
they ain't gonna be feeling good when they get sacked 7 times.
Right, they gotta lose. So ain't gonna be too much feeling good because the Eagles gonna win that game.
Right.
They still gonna use the ankle.
We gonna have to stop comparing our Sandlot war wounds to these professionals out there on that field. We ain't had, even with that high ankle sprain, you ain't had nobody 320, 40, 50 pounds coming to pancake you. You ain't had that. I got to move this way real quick. I got to move that way real quick. Them dudes is under a whole different type of scrutiny on that football field. And a high ankle sprain is something that will take effect. And he could come, wake up that morning, and come into that game feeling 100%. But one hit the wrong way, and Ndamukong Suh turned back into that dude that so many people hated in the league and get one of those type of hits. And here we go, we will see him limping. And I don't think it'll
be that goes for Jalen too. He can barely, he quote unquote healthy, but he ain't healthy because they rushed him back too. So that can go for him too. He can get hit the wrong way. And look, they're going to be 49ers looking for another quarterback backup because he ain't playing hurt. He goes
Jalen
out when
hurt.
He hurt. See,
Jalen
this man right here, he
plays
hurt all the time. So he used to it.
Anybody that
is
this.
Jalen Hurts is a beast, too. He can play with adversity, and he doesn't play hurt.
I just say he never played hurt. When he hurt, he goes out.
He has played hurt.
He goes out.
Lady T, anybody that ever had an ankle sprain before that was playing sports, they know when it's come time for the next game, they tape that bad boy up so hard you can barely feel it in your shoe.
That's how
they tape it in position, like you got a cast on. And you know,
so
you can get out there and move around the field. Plus, they're shooting it up before the game.
You don't think that's going to limit his motion? Because
he's going to have to see, look.
Like that.
Let's be for real. No, hold on. Let's be for real. Yeah, you got an ankle sprain, and yeah, you taped up. So, no, you're not going to be running around like a little jackrabbit throwing passes every kind of way. No, you're not going to be that type of quarterback today. But
okay,
every time you make a play, if it's a bad play, you get sacked, don't jump up like my ankle hurting. Or if you go into you score a touchdown, don't, you know, you can barely walk now. Yeah. They got to carry you off the field like you the conquering hero. I'm not falling for that. That's the storyline that they put to us.
He's a drama queen. He's a drama queen. We know that.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And I agree 100% with you on that. I'm sick and tired of seeing Mahomes after he sat, he jumped up and with his fingers twisted like he playing a air guitar and like he trying to overcome the pain. I'm sick of that. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of that, bro.
Yeah.
You ever heard of you not? You ever heard or you not, bro?
Yeah, because they got the backup. Who
they
got to back him up?
Mm-hmm.
Chad Hennis, who drove him 99 yards.
Yeah. Drove them 99 yards, you know, when he went in the locker room. Nobody ain't talking about that. He got him in the Super Bowl.
You're right.
The only thing I think is Jalen's shoulder, and that's what he used to throw with. You know, Mahomes, he throws, his arms is good. His mobility ain't that good, but he can make do. But Jalen Hurts got his throw, and that's his right shoulder, man. And that's, I wish it was well. But they can shoot that up too, though. So we'll see, man. You know.
Well, hey,
Kansas City getting ready to play a quarterback they haven't played against in a long time. One that can throw and can run the ball and take a hit. They ain't played against nobody like this in a long time.
Yeah,
Josh Allen can't do all the stuff that Jalen Hurts can do.
True.
Right.
But one thing we know, Philly knows how to win with their backup. They know how to win with their backup quarterback. So, you know.
Kansas City ain't really had to use theirs yet. I mean, they did, but they didn't have to use them, like, to win the game.
They used
them for a few plays, and you know, here and there.
Yeah.
But they ain't never had to do it like a Brock Purdy type thing.
He ain't started the game and finished it. No, he came in and so.
Right.
To his credit,
he did what a backup was supposed to do, though.
Yeah.
But
true.
That's why the Eagles backup. That's why they was rushing Jalen to get back because he wasn't holding the team down. They was losing games.
Nope.
They was going to be out of it in a minute.
Yeah, Mustache is out there loafing.
Yeah, he was out there.
That's why they called a bus. I think Philly defense gonna step up, like you say, Dominican Sue, man. When they made that move to get him, I was telling you, Kel, that man, that was the best move they could have made. Cause how can they? I don't see why Tampa Bay didn't get him back. But Dominican Sue, he's playing disciplined. He's playing good football and very disciplined. He ain't doing nothing stupid. He ain't stepping in nobody's chest, stuff like that. You know.
They ain't calling his name.
This
will be his second Super Bowl, though.
We have to say he hasn't done these things yet. That don't mean he won't. He just has not done these things yet. And that's what I'm saying.
I won't give the brother credit.
Nobody called his name ever this whole year.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody said that. Dominican Sue did this. And Dominican Sue did that. Ooh, he's nothing. I mean, he's just over there collecting
the
check, just getting paid.
Not since the trade. That's the last time we heard his name.
He's been quietly doing their thing. How you think they've been winning? He's been quietly doing his thing. I mean, such a constant.
That's what I was about to say, Ted. That's exactly what I was about to say,
Ted. What's the young dude that they also picked up that got all them interceptions, that corner? Now, the other dude, too, that they picked up. That dude that been getting all the interceptions, he the one killing them on defense.
That's
he got about seven interceptions.
Him
he I forgot that dude's name that was getting them interceptions, but they picked him up also.
He's doing his thing, too. And I'm not saying Dominic is all because of Dominic Sue, but I'm saying you got to give that man his prop. As from his past, like you say, doing dirty things, you ain't been hearing that. He just been playing solid football. Last week, I heard his name a lot. You know, rushing the pass. If he don't get to him, he's still creating havoc. You know, so. Whenever they played, okay? It wasn't last week, but whenever they played, y'all. Is that consistent for you?
Yeah,
I like him because he's a hold the line type of deep.
I didn't hear him. It's efficient, I guess.
He's a hold the line type of defensive player now. He's not that rusher we were used to seeing, but you're not going to run through him or run by him, you know, if you're coming through that hole. He's going to get you, Carly. I want to ask one question, if y'all don't mind. Do we think Lamar Jackson is not going to be in Baltimore next year?
I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
He's going to Atlanta.
Something about Belichick and
he
Jackson, Mick. I think he's doing that for TV, man. I think he's just doing that for TV.
Yes.
You know, what y'all think about Sean Payton and Carr going to
Denver,
New Orleans,
Denver?
Payton went to Denver. Excuse me. But what do y'all think about that? Do you think Carr will be the answer in New Orleans? Because he's not a bad guy.
I don't know why they got rid of him in Oakland. Yeah. Why did Oakland get rid of him? You know, why they blackball this guy like that?
Yeah, they really did.
I don't even know why.
Come on, get on this bench or stay home. If that was a person, Derek Carr would be, his picture would be right there. I'm trying to tell you. He just rubbed management and the coaches the wrong way. The heck with him, you know. We'll get what we can get for him during the off season. But he'll never play another down for us. And that's why.
Is he a prima donna?
Sounds like Aaron Rodgers' twin.
Mm. Yeah, a prima donna.
I think he really wanted Jay Gruden. Like, that was Jay Gruden, man. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was Jay Gruden.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
And when Jay Gruden, when they got rid of him, it just did something to him mentally. Like, he couldn't get it.
Right.
Like, he couldn't get on the same page with everybody else. So I think after that, he checked out. And so when he checked out, they were like, well, we're done with you. Get on the bench, sir.
But is he
really
just maybe just an above-average quarterback and really not that good? Is they really trying to force him and make him to be?
He's getting $40 million next year.
Yeah,
right. The way he goes, he gets $40 million.
Jay Cutler,
get
paid big money.
Just like Geno,
he just
with
the wrong
with team. The wrong
team
all them years. The team that you on will make or break you. Period.
They're either gonna elevate you, or you're
gonna just stay where you at.
You think the Seahawks running with Geno next year?
They already talking about signing him.
They're talking about signing him right now.
Yes, that's another season I get to tease Debo.
I remember in the beginning of the season, Kel, you said Geno wasn't gonna have a good year, that he wasn't a quarterback. The Seattle didn't have it. You don't remember that?
Gonna fool me right. Yeah, I remember.
No,
but
Kel already apologized for that.
Right. Yeah, and do you remember me saving him all the time?
That's twice you saved him today.
He always saved me, so I gotta save him.
We trying to teach y'all how to have each other back. That's what it is. We just trying to teach y'all how to have each other back.
Ain't nobody nailed you to the wall and threatened to pull your thumbnails out yet. You'd probably
Oh my goodness! Not the thumbnails. Wow!
Let me tell you, 57 fall asleep all the time, and sis, I don't know. Who else you want to know about?
I am not messing with you today.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was on punishment last. That's why you, what you get for telling me I was on punishment last night.
Yeah, you was. You was on.
Boy,
you was on time out.
Yeah, long time. Different.
Hey, man, I'm messing with Kale. He know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That was one of them inside things.
Yeah, my bad. I shouldn't have brought that up.
Debo said, forget you, Kale, and I still don't like him as my quarterback. There it is. There it is.
I know that's
Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks.
Himself.
He does not like Geno Smith as his quarterback. But even though Geno had a better season than I expected him to, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah.
I was thinking five, maybe six games. This Bama took him in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Please don't
he
say Pro Bowl
job.
To me, man. Don't say Pro Bowl.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. He a Pro Bowl quarterback, Dale. That's all I'm saying.
Let's take the PR and put the H on that.
Oh, the hobo. I like that. I like that. Because that's what it was. Bunch of
I didn't know if I could say that. You know I said I didn't know if I could say that. You know I always say some words I ain't supposed to and I end up apologizing.
Yeah.
So I didn't know I wanted to be
You'll
sure.
use your quota for yeah. the year. You'll use your quota for
yeah,
the year.
Yeah, oh please, don't you even say nothing, Doc. You even say nothing, Doc.
57 on my day, y'all.
He's a battle of the week.
Hey, Kel, I thought you were on one.
I ain't cursed yet, though.
57 took you by far. 57 took over.
Yeah. Yeah.
He, 57? The time has come, you guys. The time has come. Give me your last word, 57.
Want to thank Lady T for her picks this year. Made football season a lot of fun. Thank everybody for participating. You can't go wrong if you call Kale's Corner. You're going to hear something you want to hear. You're probably going to hear something you don't want to hear. But still, you're going to have a good time. Remember us, Tuesday and Thursday, Kale's Corner, back at you.
That's what's up.
57 trying to get two shirts, y'all.
He's trying to get two coming. Don't forget our prayers. Y'all know y'all pray our prayer warriors, right? We got Mickey,
yeah.
Uncle Byron, Uncle Levi, Grandma, Rakaya Dupree. Keep them in y'all prayers. When y'all pray, just keep them in y'all prayers, okay? For a speedy recovery and my mental. Some of it is mental, too, because, people has passed away. Okay? I love you guys so very much. DMV Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone here that supports us on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to our broadcast there as well. Okay, you guys? Hey. Get your $10 in. Sign MAMABOSS5 is the cash app, you guys. Look, good luck to everybody that's playing. We love you guys, and stay safe. Kel, you have the last word.
Hey, y'all know we love you, so we ain't going to say it no more. We love y'all, man. Hey, look, good luck. Like T said, good luck on your pick. Hope everybody can't win. But I hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl because you're going to be like me. You just want to see some good football, all right? So listen, love on the people that need your love, and you never know who it is. So love everybody come in your path, all right? All right, y'all be good. We'll see you Tuesday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. And this is for Lady T right here. You know what I mean? This is for my call.
Baby. Yeah.
dedicated to all the pretty girls, pretty girls, all the pretty girls, pretty girls. I call you up, you act like a pussy on Instagram. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little trouble with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'm a...
we're going to have to take...
We got to find another one, bro.
I was just saying she want her money. I was just saying she want her money.
Let me tell you about the one on one, baby. Too bad about that, but let me see WPFW one time.